Part of the daily routine for Christian Seeger at the Blue Heron Farm is milking the goats at feeding time. His wife, Lisa, maintains the kitchen they built to meet state specifications. And they had to buy these expensive machines to pasteurize the milk.
It's not something you can do as a hobby. When we decided we were going to do this, we had to make the investment and treat it like a business.
Both of the Seegers were city dwellers 5 years ago. She worked in advertising. He handled sound systems for entertainers. But Christian says he wanted to go into business for himself.
Working for other people my whole life, I felt like I had given them more than I had gotten from them. No one is ever going to take a loss to pay you more.
The Seegers bought this 4-hectare property in 2006, as well as the equipment they needed for their enterprise. Working as a team, they process the milk, make the cheese, and sell some of it to restaurants and special clients. And they sell cheese at weekly farmers markets, like this one in a parking lot at Rice University in Houston that attracts urban residents who want locally produced, healthy food.
With Houston, we have a big city full of a lot of adventurous foodies, and so there really is quite a market for it.
Neither of the Seegers had any experience in agriculture or food production before they began this enterprise, but Lisa says that didn't stop them.
We've learned in this amazing age we live in, you can learn anything from the internet. Anything. So we Googled everything.
One thing Christian says they have learned through their rural experience is to live by nature's cycles.
When it's wintertime, the goats eat at 5 p.m., we milk them at 5. They're done and go to bed by 6. In the summertime, it gets dark so late that we're out till 9:30. You just kind of get on their cycle.
Lisa says they care for their goats almost as if they were family.
Stewardship of the animals is a huge thing. Stewardship of the animals and the earth. And if we can't take care of them in a way that we think is appropriate, then we can't do this.
Christian and Lisa Seeger are now fully immersed in their business and their life in the country. And they're not looking back. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Waller County, Texas.